And I am happy to be here, and thanks for having us, Tracy.
No problem.
Thanks, Tracy.
No problem. But again, that's Happy to Be Here. It's playing at the Rio Theater. That's 1660 East Broadway, Vancouver. The show starts at 9 p.m. Get there in advance. Tickets are only $8, and you should definitely check out the website, Happy to Be Here, the movie. Oh, happytobehearmovie.com. And you can find the original soundtrack on MySpace at www.myspace.com/happytobehearmusic. All right. So as I said, this is Time Wasted. I'm going to start it again from the beginning because it's kind of short. And, well, maybe I'll leave you with Touch and Go because that's more poetic. Here on CITR 101.9 FM, thanks for listening to The Arts Report. I'll see you again next week.
It's a little bit of touch and go with you these days, 'cause I don't know what you want, and I don't know what you're thinking. Yeah, a little bit of touch and go. You mentioned the day we met. Is that a good sign? I don't know. I'm not good at playing the game. I'm way too nice. Oh, a little bit of touch and go, 'cause I don't know what you want, and I don't know what you're thinking. A little bit of touch and go. First impression, then a second, and a third. It's still a charm. It does no harm to know. Yeah, a little bit of touch and go. Bit of touch and go, 'cause I don't know what you want, and I don't know what you're thinking. Little bit of touch and go. Oh, little bit of touch and go.
You have the right to remain silent and to one phone call.
Not necessarily. As it turns out, your rights are not the same as those portrayed on American television programs.
Would you like to know what you can do when stopped by a security official on the street, in a car, or even in your home?
The Student Legal Fund Society is hosting Know Your Rights clinics at UBC.
The workshop will give you a better understanding of your constitutional rights. Learn more about searches and seizures, civil disobedience, and how your constitutional rights transfer to the UBC campus.
Come to Know Your Rights Training, Wednesday, December 2nd at 5:30, or Thursday, December 10th at 2:30 in the Student Union Building, room 212.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as long as I'm your man, my time's a favorite.
I got this.
I watch the rain pour down into your face and seep into your clothes in the most unforgiving of ways. I can see discontent deep within your eyes. swallowed us whole like wine in a silver cup. And we feel no pain, no pain, no pain, no pain at all. As we tumble into the fires like a cannonball, we'll make peace with the fact we're staring straight in the eyes. The design of a maker, there's no need to cry. Rejoice in the thought you're living a life tailor-made for you with glue and some twine. It's just God's wave showing us that he's there in an age where it's so goddamn cliche to care. Reaching someone who's loved and lost, and I've loved, I've loved, I've lost.
Robert Watt of the band Southpaw, which is playing next week on December 17th. You're listening to Audio Text right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is JC Peters, and if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that I don't actually often play very much music. I'm usually playing spoken word or poetry of some kind. Because the show is about Canadian writing. But of course, it's important not to forget that lyrics and music are a really important form of Canadian writing as well. And for a lot of us, the first time that we're exposed to poetry is within the realm of music. And we forget that sometimes. We think we hate poetry, but then if you listen to some of your favorite bands, a lot of the time it's the lyrics that pull you in. So I thought Robert could come in and play some music for us and talk a little bit about his writing process, maybe, if you would like to talk a bit about that.
I would love to talk about anything you want to talk about.
All right, sounds good. So it's already started. Robert's already warned me that he likes to make fun of his interviewers and the things that they ask. And this is why I never have live guests, you know. I always do the show myself. So Robert, what was the name of that song? Tell us about that song.
That first song is called Disaster, and it's just sort of about thinking about, like, if a natural disaster came. Like, I wrote it right around Hurricane Katrina, and I was thinking, like, if a hurricane came or something, or if the earth opened up like a dozen movies and, like, swallowed people down, would I be at peace with everything that I've done in my life? And the answer is probably not, but I don't know, thank goodness no hurricanes come to get me, so I can sort of, I can work it out, and maybe by the time that big earthquake comes for the West Coast, I'll be ready.
Yeah, and just continue to write music.
My soul will be ready to go by then.
So can you talk a little bit about your writing process? How do the lyrics come out when you write them?
Well, what's sort of interesting is, like, for that song, like, I originally just would have been like, boom, boom. And I would think, oh, those are really, really great chords. They go well together and la-di-da. And then I would sort of maybe, like, close my eyes and get some sort of, just if some sort of, like, images or hope that images would come into my mind. And usually if nothing comes, I don't force it, because everything that I force myself to write is usually lousy. But if I just close my eyes and sort of, I don't know, for some weird reason, a natural disaster came into my mind. And so I just sort of went with that, and you probably would notice that there's a lot of really, really simple rhyme schemes. Like, I think it's like AABB, and that for me, I mean, I don't know how much clout it has poetry wise, but I always use the words to sort of, the words are a vehicle for the song, not necessarily the other way around. And so I just think if a good tune has words that sort of rhyme and it's got a nice melody and stuff, that's first and foremost for me.
Yeah, and one of the things that I talk about a little bit on this show when I'm talking about poetry is the difference between written and spoken word poetry. I have a master's in English literature, and I read a lot of
page poetry, which does sometimes have rhyme schemes like that, and sometimes doesn't. But the poetry that really interests me is the kind that can be performed on stage and has a certain rhythm and a sound to it and a certain body language as well, I think. And it's interesting to talk about it within the context of music because, as you're talking about, the words become a vehicle for the music and the music kind of inspires the words rather than the other way around. So it kind of makes sense that it's coming from a place that already includes rhythm and sound and performance rather than coming from a literary space, I guess, or that kind of space that doesn't have any sensual, tactile anything. I think that's kind of an interesting way to talk about poetry within the realm of music.
All right. I'll take that as a check mark.
Okay, so thanks again, Robert, for coming to visit. We're going to hear a little bit more from you later in the show, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, great. And what are the details of that show once again?
The details are as follows. It's December 17th, 2009. It's going to be one of the last good gigs of 2009. I'm sharing the stage with a ton of great friends. One band called Broken Condom Babies, one band called Darker the Sky, and it's a fellow, Paul Gibbons, but he has a full band, and I'm just sort of playing first, bearing my soul with my acoustic guitar, and sort of warming up the stage for all those other great folks. And yeah, it's at the Railway, which is at the corner of Seymour and Dunsmuir, I believe, above 7-Eleven. Shouldn't be much more than $10, but if it is, just say that it's only 10 and they'll let you in for that. And you should all come.
Tell them CITR sent you.
Yeah. You should all come. All million of you.
Yeah. At least 101, actually. My Facebook group, Audiotech's Facebook group, in which I email the podcast out to everyone every week, has reached 101 members just this past week. So I'm pretty excited that 100 people are listening to the show. So little congratulations to me about that.
Absolutely. Well, the century mark is a big deal. Well done.
Yeah, thanks. All right, so that was an excellent segue into the next portion of the show, which is listings. At the beginning of the show, I like to just let you guys know what's going on around the city so that you can go and see some of these awesome performers like Robert live rather than hearing it on the radio, though the radio is awesome, as all of you already know. So just a few things that are happening. First of all, tonight, the Art of Words Poetry Jam is going on at Raw Canvas. So this is an event that happens every Wednesday, but it's been going on for exactly a year, and the anniversary is tonight, which is December 8th. So if you'd like to go see that, it's 8 to 12 p.m. at Raw Canvas, 1046 Hamilton Street. There's going to be an open mic. I might be there. I'm thinking about going and performing something. Sonia Littlejohn will be there, Wataru Onu, Scruffmouth is hosting and doing poetry, Selecta will be there. So it'll be a bit of music and a bit of spoken word and stuff like that. So that should be a pretty good event. I think it's a donation of $5 to $10. Tomorrow is Thursday, December 10th. The Writer's Studio Reading Series is happening 7 to 9 p.m. at the Rhizome Cafe, and that's going to be featuring readings by authors Alex Whitstanley, Marisha Holloway, Rex Moore, Rick Geisel, Rob Taylor, Marnie Norwich, lots of awesome writers. So to go check that out at the Rhizome Cafe tomorrow night, December 10th, 7 to 9 p.m. Happening Friday, 8 p.m., December 11th, there's going to be a launch for author and Work Less Party founder Conrad Schmidt's new book, Efficiency Shifting, A Solution for the Economy and Ecology. And that's happening at the Dharma Lab, which is 1814 Pandora Street, Suite 202. More information about that at www.efficiencyshifting.com. Saturday, December 12th, this is an exciting one. R.C. Wislowski, who you've heard several times on the show before, is doing his annual Christmas special, 8:30 p.m. at Café du Soleil. It's going to be a donation of $5 to $10. And I don't really know how to explain that one. There should be a lot of different things going on, poetry, music, comedy, God knows what when R.C. is involved, a candy cane eating contest. We'll see how that goes. So it should be pretty fun. It was really fun last year I was there. So go and check that out at Café du Soleil Saturday night. On Sunday, December 13th, at the Grunt Gallery, which is 350 East 2nd Street, Stone the Crow is a book launch for the poetry collection Stone the Crow, with readings and signings by the author Chris Bowes. And finally, the 13th is Sunday, and there's going to be another story slam. It's the start of a new season at Café du Soleil, so if you want to see some stories happening, please go and check that out. So those are just a few of the things that are going on. There are always tons of things that you have to kind of go and find out about, and some good resources for that are the online Georgia Strait, strait.com, and vancouverpoetryhouse.ca. So those are a couple of websites you can go and check out. So enough about all of that kind of stuff, and let's get on to some of the actual spoken word. I have some more juicy recordings from the Canadian Festival of Spoken Word that happened a few weeks ago in Victoria. This is sort of a sequel to last week's show when I was playing some of the highlights from that night, and there's a little bit more from that night today. So the first piece I'm going to play is a team piece from Ottawa, the winning team of the grand finals of the Canadian Festival of Spoken Word. So here's the Ottawa team.
I hear them whispering my name. I hear them whispering my name as this partially parted ball with words, tongue-tying words are sharper than double-edged swords, combined with the green breath of envy, cut deeper, deeper than cowards cuddled in corners, combining cowardice, voice and potions as I sleep. I hear them whispering my name. Persons I called friend, when friend was a word I used ever so loosely to describe homo sapiens that pretended to listen when I talked, pretended to feel what I felt when I thought, those thick-ass niggas that pretended to be niggas when I thought being a black man meant being a nigga. Being a durag tying, gang signing, wannabe crack-selling clown with pants down below hip lines still hypnotized by BET tops and booty shaking, countdown until the countdown took place in front of my porch, beat up to a pulp, my vision blurred with a torch. I hear them whispering my name, but smiling in my face, they be some Jekyll and Hyde motherfuckers. Play your haters, rediscovering covers, the covered, uncovered secrets. I place my innermost secrets in the palm of their hand, but in the height of your lust after booties and thighs, screaming caramel skins, they bust the bulge in lies. Divulging times when I broke down and cried, my innermost emotions they let go in a desperate attempt to bind. I hear them whispering my name. She didn't say stop, so he figured she meant don't stop, so he kept going, sowing seeds in a place where he not knowing the seeds were growing faster than flash flash, and by the flash of an eye his life has changed. This place is strange. His eyes are glazed like the glassy eyes of a man deranged. Kind of strange how he constantly contemplated before he consummated, but they copulated before they conversated. Now she's strangely strapped to a stick in a gun range with a stranger he barely knows. He didn't see her as a whole, but as a whole. Now her whole is a home to a holistically generating soul, but he didn't know, see, cause strangers barely ever talk on the phone. She figured he wouldn't want to be a father figure after she assumed he had no father figure, cause figures of fathers have become synonymous with the fictitious characters buried in books in the fiction section of chapters. Now combining the possibility of him possibly want to be a father, want to take his little pick, I needed a Piccadilly Circus, go pick green tangerines, get green gangrene on beef, I'm walking so much with his daughter. He ought to find a way to convince her amongst all womankind that not all men disappear faster than evaporating steam on a hot summer day. On the day she claims she's got a fetus in her belly that looks just like him, in this strange place it's easy to pull a disappearing act like Wesley Snipes to smile England, but the baby still grows exponentially. She didn't say stop, so he figured she meant don't stop, so he kept going, going. Now the baby's whispering my name, whispering my name.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Concerned about the impact the Olympic Games could have on civil liberties?
The BC Civil Liberties Association is training UBC students to act as legal observers during the Games.
Observers will report observations back to the BCCLA's team of lawyers who are prepared to go to court to protect people's rights where complaints can't be resolved informally.
Focusing on accountable conduct in interactions between civilians and police, the observers' first-hand evidence will form a solid foundation for those legal actions.
If you are interested in participating, come to Legal Observer Training on Thursday, December 10th at noon in the sub in room 212.
Space is limited.
To register, email stephanie@bccla.org.
Okay, so next up I'm going to play another piece from C.R. Avery, who is one of the poets of honor at the finals night of the Canadian Festival of Spoken Word. And if any of you are familiar with the Poetry Slam, which I know a lot of you already are, this song might sound familiar to you.
this is awkward.
Thank you.
bet on. Down at the cafe every Monday night. Down at the cafe every Monday night. Down at the cafe.
Okay, so we had some poetry. We're coming very quickly to the close of another episode of Audio Text right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So I turn once again to my guest, Robert Watt, of the band Southpaw. Since that song was so beautiful at the beginning of the show, we're going to end off with another one. So thanks again for coming to visit, Robert.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song called Don't Forget About Me. Not to be mistaken with that song from the 80s, Don't You Forget About Me.
Subtle difference.
Yeah. If anyone has a better name for it, they should email Julie and she can let me know.
Yeah, audiotechcitr@gmail.com.
Postman's coming up the driveway, and he's carrying more bad news. We've got bills due on Friday, and that ain't nothing new. Because the factory's been on strike for what seems eternity, and the bills are piling up like mountains. We can't get time and the place when I first saw you. The smell and the trace of your body is enough to bring me right down to my knees. And the way that you'd say to me, hey honey, forget about work, forget about money, but don't you ever forget about me. We're afraid of who it might be. Bank's been calling nonstop every half hour, it seems. You tell me you can pick up more ships in town as you trace my fingers with your little hands. You tell me that we ain't quitters, we ain't losers, so prepare for a last stand. Gonna smile and deliver us from despair. We're gonna grow old together without any worldly cares. The picturesque of squalor millionaires. The time and the place when I first saw you, the smell and the trace of your body is enough to bring me right down to my knees. And the way that you'd say to me, hey honey,
Well, thank you for that, Robert.
Thank you very much.
And for the other song as well. So any thoughts about that one, about the writing process or what that song is about?
That song actually wrote very, very quickly. I got this weird idea about like late 80s Eastern American town, like something that was just destroyed by the economy collapse of the late 80s, and sort of like, you know, unions and factories are on strike, and you know, sort of the stuff that Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen were writing about at the time, like sort of like, you know, music for the people and factories on strike, but we're not giving up because I don't know. I actually don't know how that all ended for them. Probably, hopefully not well. Hopefully they didn't get their houses like repossessed and stuff as happened this time around, recession. But yeah, it wrote really, really quickly, and the words, I mean, they're sort of cheesy, but they came very, very easily. I was able to say pretty much exactly what I wanted without really slaving over it too much. There was one line that I axed that, well, the new line is like the picturesque of squalor millionaires or something like that. And the old line was like, on the strength of our love and our prayers. And that was the only line when I was just like, okay, no, that one's got to go. But everything else wrote very fast. I wrote it in probably about 20 minutes or something, like music and everything. And just, yeah, I couldn't be more pleased. It's nice.
A good lesson, too, for burgeoning poets or songwriters. Cut out the cheesy parts.
Yeah.
Edit. Always edit.
Yeah, yeah. Very rarely what you churn out first time around is going to be, it's going to be good enough. I don't know. I think about it like maybe like writing a paper or something. You have to edit and proofread and edit and proofread and get someone else to edit. And it's always great to bounce ideas off friends and stuff, so long as they'll be honest with you. And just, you know, if you really want, I think if you want to develop, you have to be willing to hear some not very good things about yourself. But ultimately, it's for the best. And hopefully, nobody will ever tell you, like, things to hurt you. They'll just tell you things to help you. And I've been lucky. Like, I've got a great support network, got the Brotherhood to bounce ideas off. And they're great. And they're like, oh, that's really good. But, you know, change this. And it's vice versa. It's really, really good. It's really healthy.
Yeah. And I think that goes equally as much for poetry, too. I think sometimes when people start out writing poetry, they think, you know, it's this sacred moment where I start writing and, you know, it becomes, whatever comes out is just honestly like the words of my soul, you know. I mean, if I wrote poetry like that, it would be really, really bad. I find that my best poetry comes through the editing process. It takes me weeks to write some of these things. And the initial feeling still stays there, but you have to cut out the parts that are too cliche or that don't really mean what you intend. And it takes effort. It's a big part of the creative process is the analytical editing part, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great. Well, thanks so much for sharing that music and all of those thoughts and ideas and stuff with us today on Audio Text. It's nice to have something a little bit different for the show.
I'm glad to be different.
And thanks to all of you once again for listening. I'll be back next week with some more poetry. I have a ton of stuff that I've been collecting, and I just have to edit and bring to the show. So thanks again for listening. CITR 101.9 FM. My name is JC Peters. Download the show at citr.ca or jcpeters.ca, and have a great week.
Carrie, darling, Carrie, Carrie, when I cried, if I can't